The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention, and we'll do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 1, Episode 7 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And we have a lot of great info in here this week, as always. That includes new shows, new hosts, writing news, major market news, new podcasts, and of course, plenty more, but as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes, so let's go! Let's begin with some good news out of North Carolina, because last week we mentioned Mike Maniscalco, the TV host and broadcaster for the Carolina Hurricanes, taking a leave of absence after he went to the hospital with severe abdomen pain, and they found a large mass in his stomach. Maniscalco still has recovering left to do, but the Canes shared some great news as the mass was not cancerous and has been successfully removed, so fantastic to hear. This was a really interesting announcement. Isabel Kershudian, sports reporter for the Washington Post, where she's been for the last 5 years. She's leaving the sports beat, but remaining with the Post and moving to Moscow, where she'll be a foreign correspondent for the Post. Kershudian said covering the Nationals in the World Series is her last sports assignment for the Post. Best of luck to her on the exciting venture. Sports wagering and fantasy games seems to be an ever-growing industry right now, and it's unfortunate to share the news from fantasy sports expert Ben Heisler that fantasy sports markets shut down as of Friday, October 25th. Heisler posted the news on Twitter, stating the decision to shut down the fantasy contest platform and its FSM network, which Heisler created content for, it came from higher up. So good luck to Ben as he looks for his next gig. This one was news to me on multiple levels because I never heard of the platform, but it's incredibly interesting. The Hot Mic app gives fans the opportunity to watch games and listen to different announcers, which is a really great concept. Play-by-play voice Josh Sushan announced he was calling Sunday's Game 5 of the World Series on the platform, where you can download the app, pick their unique broadcast, and sync it to your TV. Pretty awesome. Sushan is the play-by-play voice of the Rockies' AAA affiliate, the Albuquerque Isotopes. Also in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the city announced they would be honoring the late broadcaster Connie Alexander. Alexander, who passed away at the age of 90 last month, began his sports broadcasting career in the 1940s and continued it until 2011. Working as a play-by-play voice nationally for college football, college basketball, the NFL, he called 10 Cotton Bowls, 6 Sun Bowls. Through it all, he kept Albuquerque as his residence.
The snap is low. Wiggins picks it up, sets it on the tee. The trajectory is okay. The distance is okay. It's 3 points for Texas.
That's a clip from CBS with Alexander and Tom Hedrick calling the 1972 Cotton Bowl between Penn State and Texas. And while we're mentioning Penn State, WQWK 1450 State College ESPN Radio added an FM signal recently. 1450, which broadcasts Penn State football, basketball, and baseball, also serves as the home for their local sports talk with Steve Jones, can all now be heard on 103.7 FM. Last Friday night, BSM shared news of changes that appeared to take place with the Ben and Skin Midday Show on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, where it seems October 25th was the last show for Ben and Skin as part of the station's weekday schedule. But what was also interesting about this is Saturday the 26th happened to be the station's 10-year fanniversary celebration. So on Friday, the Ben and Skin Show was reflecting on the last 10 years, playing highlights, making it a celebration of the station, but also of the show, so it was a pretty unique send-off. Ben called into the show and was featured on the highlights, but he was off air Thursday and Friday the 25th and 26th, while his wife had hip replacement surgery. Check BSM for more info on Ben and Skin and 105.3 The Fan, but the station absolutely deserves to be congratulated on their 10-year anniversary, as well as Ben and Skin for their contributions during the 10 years. The New York Post debuted their new lineup of sports podcasts last week with shows on the Giants, Jets, and Knicks. Blue Rush will be hosted by comedian and Giants fan Jimmy Fallon, along with New York Post Giants beat writer Paul Schwartz and NFL columnist Steve Serby. Gangs All Here is hosted by Jets beat reporter Brian Costello. Both the Giants and Jets pods will be hosted twice weekly. And then their Knicks podcast, Big Apple Buckets, featuring Kaz Femude along with Mark Berman of the Post, will be released every Tuesday afternoon. Congratulations to Sean Walsh. The sports radio host announced he joined Fox Sports 910 in Phoenix as their morning sports anchor. Walsh will be heard during The Drive with Jody Ehler. Ehler was moved to mornings in August to make room for Dan Cilio at the time, who was brought in for the station's afternoon show. But when that partnership infamously lasted less than a week, Cilio moves to Twitch, which is also the daily content home of Tony Bruno. Bruno, though, has been off his Twitch show recently. The iconic sports radio host had a minor second surgery in as many weeks. The most recent one was due to complications from the first. That second surgery last Thursday, though, according to his wife, Miss Robin, was successful. Bruno so eloquently referred to the rectal procedure that he had as a real pain in the ass. Another Philly area sports radio host, Aiton Shander, just scooped up another sports radio gig, joining Philadelphia's newest sports radio station, Fox Sports The Gambler. Shander already hosts weekdays on 97.3 ESPN in South Jersey, weekends nationally on SB Nation, and now he'll be on iHeart's The Gambler 3 nights a week, Monday through Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., hosting What Are the Odds? So last week, Newsday's media journalist Neil Best wrote a story where he predicted Mike Francesa would leave WFAN by the end of this year. Best has Francesa going to Entercom's growing digital platform, Radio.com, which Francesa has previously stated would be his next home for creating content. We just don't know when. But Best puts a timeline on it, saying it would happen by the end of the year. And what's interesting is there are multiple New York media journalists where if they reported Francesa was leaving, he would have just shot it down immediately, even if there's truth to the report.
I never said that, okay?
But Mike's always had a good relationship with Neil Best, and from my knowledge, I don't believe Francesa shot down the prediction at all that he'd be leaving FAN at the end of the year when it came out from Newsday. Also in the story, something that flew under the radar but is super important, Best reported 1-3 co-host Maggie Gray had her contract option picked up by Entercom for 2020. Gray was expected to be in WFAN's future plans, but having her option picked up ensures that whatever changes may take place at WFAN, Gray will be part of them, which is great to hear. We have a new hockey show for CBS Sports Radio 1140 in Las Vegas to announce that debuted last week. Congratulations to Lindsey Brown, host of The Nightcap, which will broadcast every Monday night, and of course have a focus on the NHL's Vegas Golden Knights. Also in the NHL, congratulations to Charlie Roumeliotis, who announced he is the new Blackhawks insider for NBC Sports Chicago. He'll be featured on all affiliated platforms. Roumeliotis has been with NBC Sports Chicago for over 5 years, where he's served as a digital producer for most of his tenure. Congratulations to Chris Fillar, the new pre-halftime and post-game host on the Detroit Pistons radio network. You can hear Fillar and the Pistons on their flagship 97.1 The Ticket and News Radio 950 WWJ. Fillar also announced he'll be hosting a weekly Pistons show on The Ticket. More news out of the Midwest is earlier this month, Hannah Yates announced she was joining KSDK News in St. Louis as a sports reporter. The St. Louis native and longtime local media member spent the last 3 years as a digital sports reporter, on-air contributor, and weekday co-host for KFNS 590 The Fan. Yates has also worked for KOMU. The St. Louis Blues outkicked the coverage with Clay Travis and other outlets. Also in Missouri, Haley Lewis joined 41 Action News in Kansas City as a sports anchor after the Kansas City native spent the last 2 years as a sports anchor in Oregon. Congratulations to Paige Sterner, who joined Fox Sports Florida as the network's digital reporter for the Orlando Magic. And our closer features Knicks legend and current Georgetown men's basketball head coach Patrick Ewing, who returns to SiriusXM for his second season of Center Court with Patrick Ewing. Not only a Hall of Fame basketball player, but a multimedia mogul. If you never read his children's book series, Patrick's Pals, I highly recommend it. The radio show will release weekly episodes every Monday at 7 p.m., where Ewing will be joined by D.C. radio host Rick Doc Walker. All right, and that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to Episode 7 of Arid Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at BarrettSportsMedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contis. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.